stream the show live every morning, click over to TNTRadioEmpire.com and fire up the earbuds. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I didn't look into it, but a lot of people are saying, who's the ridiculousest host?
Rob Dyrdek?
Dyrdek, yeah. Was also, you know, his own production company.
I think he did.
Well, he owned a show. It was his show. Right?
Yeah, that makes sense. Because that's where guys like Seacrest made all their money, with their production company.
Well, Seacrest took all the jobs, too.
Oh, he did.
He owned the guy owned the show, so right. of course he's making that kind of money. But it was.
But he also,
well, what he did on the show was not worth $32 million. The show alone made the money for him.
The fact that he owned the show,
right? Exactly,
where he made the money.
That's what I meant by that. Yeah, of course.
I mentioned I don't like it getting dark at 5:30.
Oh, it's asinine.
Yeah,
it is so asinine.
Sucks.
I was on the couch.
The evening is so long.
Yeah,
and it was 1 year ago today. Do you remember what happened 1 year ago today?
Same crap, probably. Yeah, we changed time and we're pissed off.
On the 5th of November, 2024, Nebraska voters approved two ballot initiatives to legalize medical cannabis.
Yep.
And then they voted for a governor that didn't want medical cannabis because some voters are dumb.
Well, those voters didn't know any better about the medical. You have to protect them from their own interests.
Yeah, I'd like to. It's crap, you know. But it was a good day for the blue last night, man. It kicked ass. Apparently, they don't like Trump anywhere, so that's pretty good.
I would like to see some progress in my medical marijuana. And so far,
it was funny.
I've not seen anything.
We went to Roger didn't bring weed with him, so there was a medical marijuana thing literally across the street from our hotel, and we went in there on Saturday to get some weed. But even then, I'm not going to bitch. I'm not going to be Todd because it's still legal weed and we have cards. But it seems like a weird process when you go into the lobby and hand them your card. And it was our first time at this particular place because we hadn't been to Pittsburgh at a medical
marijuana
place.
You're not in the system yet?
Yeah, we're in the system. But it was pretty cool. It was just a young black guy sitting there and jawing with us. And he just takes your IDs and puts them in a machine. And then you have to wait. Sit in the lobby, then they let you in one at a time.
Yeah.
But there's other people in there. There's not a lot of people allowed in there. It seemed like another unnecessary step, but at least it's legal. And everybody walked in there. My favorite part about this, too, now, this is a cool area of Pittsburgh. So everybody that walked in there when I was there was just a young black, white, Hispanic, hipster-looking dude or chick. And guess what they don't have problems with?
Back pain. Yeah. Anxiety.
There might be some anxiety. Anxiety happens at any age, for that matter. But it's one of those situations where they just hand out the cards anyway. If you just tell them you got some problem, so just do recreational.
Yeah.
And there's like one jackass Republican somewhere in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that's trying to stop the recreational, which is so stupid because recreational is legal everywhere around it.
Well, and you also had the.
Do you know of anybody who's gotten rejected for a medical marijuana card?
No, you don't. You don't.
Oh,
I've never heard of it.
Yeah,
you don't. You don't. If you do, you just go find another guy. I mean, I sat in a tent it was a outdoor weed thing with sellers selling bongs and weed everywhere. I sat in a tent with a guy. And we started talking.
And how long was that process?
Oh, God.
Oh, I told you.
I sat down in that tent with that guy for probably 2 minutes. He signed off, said, have a good day, brother.
Did it look like a dispensary, or did the medical one look different than like a full legal dispensary?
It sounds like the old school Colorado ones. Because in Colorado, when they first did it, 2014 or 2015, when it first came around, they would just let you in a couple at a time. Because it was a cash-only thing. And they were afraid they were going to get robbed.
That's another thing. We had to have either a debit card or cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the credit card still don't work. But a debit card would be the same thing.
But the nice thing for you with that one, you didn't have to go, well, I'm on vacation. I only can get enough because I won't. Because you were driving and you were in the same state. You could just take it home with you.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
There was no planning of, I can't get through all of this while we're here.
But so Nebraska did that a year ago. Yeah. And it's still, any progress for medical marijuana?
I haven't heard anything.
There was something passed here this week about regulations or something. I didn't really read it.
All right. Well, we have listeners that pay attention to that stuff.
So. I forget that even passed.
Because it causes me great pain when I have to.
Don't say this, Todd, because people don't. Not everybody has a guy.
No. I'm talking about when I go to a place where I buy legal weed,
right.
and then I don't consume at all, yeah. I have to leave it behind. The guy at the rental car counter usually gets a little bonus.
I love the word consume it all. Yeah. Consume it all, right.
Actually, I had one pre-roll and a bag of gummies left over from the last trip to California. So I stuffed them.
You can fly with that.
I put them deep in my golf bag.
Yeah.
You know, the ball pouch right down at the bottom. And when I got home to dig them out, they were in the ball pouch, but right up at the top. So either it shifted during flight somebody saw it and they really don't care.
It probably just moved around during the flight.
It could have, but
the ball's moving it around.
I think they don't really care anymore. They used to give a little slip that said, "Hey, we checked out your bag," but I haven't seen.
First of all, Todd, nobody's getting paid, so they're not going to even look. They definitely don't care.
This was when people were getting paid. This would have been like almost a month ago.
I'm just surprised that you're not better at dialing in. I know exactly how much weed I will need for this 3-day trip.
You usually dialed it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't consume as much this trip as
you're just
I usually
off
do.
That one.
But you know, it's 4 pre-rolls and a bag of gummies for a 3-day weekend.
I ate
1 pre-roll on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
I had an ice cream sandwich at about 11 o'clock at night. That might be the reason I don't like the weed. Acid reflux, trying to go to sleep all night with beer and an ice cream sandwich. Although at the time, the ice cream sandwich was amazing.
See, that's the thing. Yeah.
And it was a bed ice cream sandwich too. You know, laying down with the
and you wash it down with the beer.
No, I was done drinking by then. We were back up in the room, but I'm.
You'd already gotten a belly full of beer.
Basically, yeah, a lot. Smoke them if you got them this morning.
I'm to the point now where I'm just the medical marijuana. It's like it's such a stupid half step.
It is.
We can't even get that here.
Yeah. I know. I mean, it's progress. I'll take it. But I mean, why? Just make it recreational. Tax the hell out of it.
When everybody's just drunk as hell everywhere.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Just get on board.
Right.
We're not stopping this.
They'll rage, though. They'll rage forever.
Yeah.
And like Todd says, the problem is idiots that don't care, like most people don't care, and even people that actually smoke weed, and then they vote for the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Thinking the right-wing jackass going to change his mind.
We're
that's
past
not
halfway,
happen.
Aren't we? Yeah. As far as number of states that have recreational?
Or medical together. Whatever.
Yeah, we're not going back. Just get on board.
Recreational use, it's legalized in 24 states,
okay.
Three territories, and Washington, D.C.
How many medical? How many medical only? Because then you could add, because 24 is almost half, so medical only would be Pennsylvania for sure.
Yeah, there's
40
only
states. So, and they have legalized it, but like, here it's been legalized. We have voted to legalize, but we can't get it.
Yeah, if you go with there's only 4 states where it's fully illegal still that haven't decriminalized or
who are they?
It's
Idaho, Utah.
No, you're close. Idaho, Wyoming.
Okay,
Kansas.
Well, you got to be high when you're jumping on somebody's bed for them, you know, in Utah
and South Carolina. Looks like Utah has medicinal. But yeah, those are the only four states where it's completely, fully illegal still. Everybody else has done some sort of, like I say, either decriminalization or medical or recreational or CBD
decriminalization
stuff.
It doesn't mean it's not illegal, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's, you know, there's at least some sort of measures being
taken. Speaking of South Carolina, when that guy wrote yesterday, what would be a good national park where you could also golf and fish?
Yeah. Forgot about that.
Congaree in South Carolina. I don't know Columbia, South Carolina very well. I know they have a lot of golf courses along the coast in South Carolina, but I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of them inland. And I'm sure there would be excellent fishing.
He did his research.
So I did.
You wasted time, didn't you? Jesus.
Right. No. This is all rolling around.
It's like there's a river that goes along the
This is research that's going around in my head all the time.
Well, I realize that. You don't have to verbalize it.
Now he planted this in my brain, so if I come up
with a
national park that also features, first of all, there are no golf courses in a national park. You can't have that. But you can have some that are nearby.
Yeah, we should start them. You should start a thing and do that. Put a golf course in a national park, Todd, and that'll be your best.
Yeah, I don't think you want to do anything in a national park that requires a bulldozer.
No, the national park doesn't want golf
courses. They're not going to let you build a golf course.
Yeah.
You can't even hit a golf ball in a national park.
No.
People have been busted for hitting golf balls, like into the canyon at Yellowstone. I guess you're not supposed to do that.
We couldn't go off the course at Wolf Creek.
Oh, well, there's parts that they want to protect the environment. You get a lot of that in the desert, too.
If you hit off into the desert, you couldn't get your ball.
Yeah, don't
go. I got my one. It was like five or six feet away.
Don't stomp on the cryptosporidium or whatever the native fauna is there. Yeah.
Oh, no. Don't tell me to not chase my ball into the woods. I wasn't going to anyway.
This wasn't woods. It was desert. You could actually see your ball.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right there, but you can't walk into it. I did a few times. I didn't care, but it wasn't that far.
Text here about medical in Oklahoma. Can you get a medical card in Oklahoma if you're not an Oklahoma resident?
Oh, I had somebody who lives near Kansas.
I knew some people that went to Maine. They said they had to get a medical card. And it was just step in front of this computer. There's a teledoc. Say your back hurts. Stamp. You're done.
You don't have to be a resident.
Nope. They didn't.
Well, it turns out when Christy went to Oklahoma, you don't even need a card. Probably not.
Well, we all watched Tulsa King. We've seen it, man.
She went to a couple places, and they said, you got to have a card. And then the third place she went to said, you got to have a card, but I know a place that'll sell it to you if you don't have a card.
Right.
I don't know how those places get away with it, because evidently everybody knows. So obviously they don't care.
No.
Yeah, if it's just going to be a rubber stamp like that, just make it recreational.
And then she got these gummies that were like 150 milligrams a piece.
Whoa!
I still have that bag of gummies. I probably can't get through them before they go bad.
Can't you just lick one once in a while?
Yeah.
That's not
like it's a
lick
toad.
Right,
or
right.
get out your little...
Salt lick, right.
Get out your little hobby knife and slice them into tiny little chunks.
And chunks is the dog. Speaking of that...
No, 150 milligrams of actual THC?
Yeah.
You should eat that.
You should have seen the look on Todd's face when he said that.
Yeah. Did you ever do one? You ever do 151?
Oh, no.
That's catatonic.
I won't do that anymore.
You should eat one about half an hour before the live show.
No. You want to pick up the weight?
He should. I got it. I got that.
He'll be face down on the table.
Or not.
Sure, though. I'll probably sure him.
Okay.
We could talk about anything that day.
Well, probably.
The problem with 150, if you took 150 before the live show, there's still you're adding alcohol to that, too. Because Todd's likes to drink like a man.
Plus, we'd probably get the first podcast.
That'll help ground him.
Yeah. He wouldn't really, peak until probably towards the end of the show.
Etix.com, Z92.com. You want tickets to the live show Friday, December 5th at the Admiral in Omaha.
Oklahoma, you have to be a resident. License and proof of living there. I figured that. I didn't know about the main thing, though. That sounds too easy.
Yeah, it sounded like it was just a matter of, tell a doc over there. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
It's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. Come on back.
Ridiculous, man.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.